You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we've got a couple of guests in the studio. Kia ora Anna and kia ora Ellie, how are you going today?
Kia ora, great. Excited to be here.
Oh, excited to have you here because we are talking about the 48 Hour Film Festival, which is back very soon.
Yes.
Last day, is it, to get your entries in, is that right?
Yeah, so registrations close on the 9th, so if you've been looking for a sign to put your registration in.
This is it.
Yes.
So let's start at the beginning. I feel like most people tuned in will know what the 48 Hour Film Festival is, but there might be someone who's like, this sounds intriguing, never heard of it before. What is the 48 Hour Film Festival?
Yeah, for sure. So it's one weekend and you have to write, shoot and edit and deliver a film in that one weekend. So you get a bunch of elements like the genre, a line of dialogue, a character, a prop, and that means you can't have thought of your idea in advance.
Yep.
You've got the one weekend to make it, and everyone across the country is working together in teams to deliver furious filmmaking.
It's a very exciting time for film nerds, and it's also a really cool time when people maybe try something out for the first time as
absolutely.
Well. Absolutely. Have you both done it as participants?
Yes. I have done it. I've done it for, I think, about 10 years or more.
So, nice.
There's some stinkers in there, and there's some real good ones, which is great because it's just one weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you can just like have a crack, take a risk, try something out.
Yeah.
You get landed with a genre that you would never normally work with. Or you just do it with workmates and it's something fun to do.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Team building.
Yes.
Team building.
Yeah, and great for like any creative medium as well. So it's not just for filmmakers because you're really stretching your kind of creative team building as well as your all of your creativity, whether it be like writing or visual elements and things like that. So it's a really good thing to do if you're keen to do anything creative.
For sure. And this is like, I mean, it's been around for a long time. How many years has the 48 Hour Film Festival been running now?
Well, this is our 20th year.
Whoa.
So it's a bit of an anniversary.
Happy birthday.
So it's definitely one to be a part of, I reckon.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of really like big name film people and people from that sort of creative world who have thrown their weight behind the festival. Peter Jackson's been sort of a guy in the past. There's lots of incredible people who've also cut their teeth doing the 48 Hour Film Festival.
Yeah. Taika came through, you know, so many amazing New Zealand filmmakers. It's such an amazing community and it's where people find their people. You know, not even just your team, but just at the heats and at the grand finals, it's such a amazing event where everyone comes together.
Yeah. Mm. Well, tell us a little bit about that process. So you make your film. What weekend is the filmmaking happening?
Yep, so this year it is the 12th to 14th of August.
Ooh. So book out your weekend.
Yes, that is just around the corner.
Yep.
And then once you've made your film, what happens at that point?
Yep, so the city managers, that's us, we watch all of the films. We put together a shortlist that goes to a selection of a celebrity judges.
Nice.
Who put together the city finals. And then the city finals happen. There's a bunch of awards, best actor, best cinematography. And then there's city finals across the country. And then there's the big grand finals.
Ooh, very exciting. And they're quite cool events, which we've missed out on really in the last couple of years. We were just chatting about that off air. People did incredible stuff from home in the last couple of lockdown seasons of 48 Hour, but it's nice to be able to get back to what it's all about this year and have, you know, all your mates come together and just have a big chaotic weekend. My brother used to be into it. He'd do it every year with his friends and it was like the house is just carnage for a weekend. But it's so much fun to be like a part of that process, even from the sidelines.
Yeah.
Have you got any sort of stories or favourite memories from, film fests gone by or actually films even that still stick in your memory from the past?
I think
you may have some. Yeah,
one of my most memorable ones was a lockdown one where we had our two child actors who just like stormed off set for like 2 hours because they didn't want to wear the princess dress anymore. That was their costume. And you just had to roll with it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Mm. You just sort of make it work.
Mm. Which is something that's a skill for making any film, I guess.
Totally.
Working around the problems and going, okay, we can't do that. What can we do now?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And just like fire alarms going off in the middle of the shoot and thinking you have access to something and then you don't and everyone turns up and it's locked. Oh, so many great adventures.
Now, do you need to have fancy gear? Do you need to be super profesh? What level can you walk into this at?
Absolutely any level.
Sweet.
You can film it on your phone. You can film it on your fancy camera if you've got one. But yeah, it's definitely DIY and do it with what you've got. There's actually a Oppo prize this year. So if you do have an Oppo phone, or if you've got a friend with an Oppo phone, you can win $5,000. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a really great incentive to just, yeah, really DIY it.
And I think lo-fi is encouraged. Mm. You know, it's really about the premise and the way that you've interpreted your lot and then what you've been handed. And
yeah.
So, yeah, very keen on lo-fi but creative ideas.
For sure, for sure. So what is the when, where, hows and whys? Where do people need to go if they're listening? They're like, oh, I've been meaning to register all month and I haven't. Where do they go to do that?
Yep, so go to our website, 48hours.com.
.co.nz.
.co.nz, yeah.
Nice.
48hours.co.nz. And there should be a big register now button. You can click that and register away. But yes, you need to do that today.
Excellent.
Yes. And we've got 50% off for tertiary students.
Oh, so, awesome.
So yeah, jump on that as quick as you can.
Yeah, that's really cool. And how many people do you need? Is there like a number required to sign a team up?
No, so you can have a big team or you can do it by yourself if you want to get on that buzz have a real strange weekend by yourself. But there is also a prize for best solo or duo team. So
cool.
A little bit of an incentive to get a bit weird. Yeah.
I like the idea of doing it, someone in their bedroom on their own, just banging weird noises coming out. Like, what are they making in
there's
there?
There's some gold that comes out of that situation, to be honest. Like some really like cooked but amazing ideas. Yes.
And with the screenings of all of these amazing films, can the general public go and see it? Is it just for the teams who've made it? How does that work?
Yep, so there is the city finals and you can go as general public and buy tickets to that. So
sweet.
You can go and see all the wild and amazing films that people have made.
That is very cool. And it is really fun to watch as well, because especially when you come in, I think, and you come in cold and you're just sort of watching all of these films happen and you have that in your head that it happened in 2 days.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can tell, and I love that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, how did you pull this off? It looks like Oscar-worthy performances. Mm. So, yeah, it's a really special time of the year. Thank you both for coming in and chatting to us about the 48-Hour Film Festival.
No worries.
Awesome.
I'm excited to see what people make.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So sign up, get amongst. We'll put all the links in the podcast as we always do.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.